is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. As his executive as his midnight Eastern Time deadline for trade deals approach, President Trump signed an executive order for higher tariffs to take effect next week against about 70 U.S. trading partners. However, a higher tariff for Canada did go into effect, up from 25% to 35%. CBS's Chris Mavridis is in Toronto.
It means goods coming into the U.S. from Canada that aren't part of the existing trade deal will now cost Americans an extra 35%. That's stuff like Canadian aluminum and steel, which could make everything from soda to windows cost more. And while it might make it harder for Canadian companies to sell their cheaper goods to American manufacturers and retailers, it won't be Canada paying the tax. Instead, American shoppers will just end up paying more.
Strong rainstorms lashed the East Coast, delaying flights and prompting rescues of motorists trapped in deep highway water from the Philadelphia area to New York City. This man took it in stride in northern New Jersey.
I'm never going to leave. I just sit on a porch, grab my beer, and sit and wait for it to go down. It's the only thing you can do. Just make sure everybody's safe on the street.
The sheriff in New Orleans is taking action after the latest problem at the prison there. WWL radio reporter Chris Miller reports from the Crescent City.
Orleans Sheriff Susan Hudson announced Thursday she fired two deputies and suspended five more after last week's mistaken release of the wrong jail inmate. Deputies confused Khalil Bryan, wanted on charges including domestic abuse, with the Kaveen Bryan and didn't catch the mistake for nearly 10 hours and didn't release the right man for another 10 hours.
That followed a jailbreak by 10 inmates. In May. Police in Arkansas are still trying to figure out the motive for the murders of a married couple on a hiking trail, but State Police Colonel Mike Hager says they are sure of their evidence against Andrew McGann, the man they arrested.
Although everyone is innocent until proven guilty, we did confirm this morning that, that our suspect's DNA has been a positive match to the DNA that we suspected to belong to our suspect at the scene.
McGann will make his first court appearance today. Is your job safe from artificial intelligence? Microsoft has a list for you if you're worried.
The tech giant looked at anonymous conversations between its AI chatbot, Microsoft Bing Copilot, and its users, and found workers who use AI the least and have the most AI-safe jobs include nursing assistants, painters, embalmers, and tire repairers. Dr. Nariman Farvardhan, president of Stevens Institute of Technology, says students need to learn more than skills.
We try to teach students a way to learn on their own for the rest of their lives.
He says people who can innovate alongside AI will be successful. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You still have 40 million plus vehicles globally that are driving around with a potential ticking time bomb, a grenade in either their steering wheel or their dashboard. And when we look to what injuries may have transpired from a defective airbag, we generally see loss of vision in an eye, or we see facial lacerations. We also see hearing loss. Unfortunately, we started seeing death after death after death. When that passenger airbag exploded, it basically degloved his entire face. He lost his nose, he lost his right eye. The type of catastrophic injuries that one is more accustomed to seeing in a Hollywood movie, and not something from a device in an automobile that's supposed to protect you. Morgan & Morgan has a national reach in terms of handling and prosecuting cases, notwithstanding the team of lawyers that we have collected that focus only on product liability day in and day out.
Morgan & Morgan. Visit us at badairbags.com for an office near you. Prior results do not guarantee a similar outcome.
If you're in Brahm, Minnesota, wake up. It's now Pie Day.
300 volunteer bakers like Tish Carlson, the former mayor and director of the festivities, bake almost 700 pies of 15 varieties for Pie Day every year.
The first year, they still had the churches and church ladies come together and kind of put the pies together. And then after there, it just kind of took off and it's continued to grow.
The Park Cafe bakes another 314 pies because 3.14 is pie.
And our biggest one is called the Bramberry Pie. So it's your raspberry, strawberry, blueberry.
Every year, about 5,000 people from around the country descend on the town, more than doubling its population. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
The Commerce Department says inflation ticked higher last month. Prices rose 2.6% in June compared with a year ago, up from an annual pace of 2.4% in May. Those figures are above the Fed's Reserve's 2% goal. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
WRJN weather. I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Air quality concerns will persist on thanks to wildfire smoke across the area. We'll see a couple of showers overnight as well. A few clouds, lows in the low to mid 60s, a north breeze. On Friday, smoke and mostly sunny skies in mid 70s, currently 59 degrees.
Reflections of the way life used to be. Reflections of coming right on through.
From Radio Park to Sturdivant, local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Oh,
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see. No, I won't be afraid. Oh, I won't be afraid. Just as long as you stand by me. So darling, darling, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Stand by me. If the sky that we look upon should tumble and fall, or the mountain should crumble to the sea, I won't cry, I won't cry, no, I won't shed a tear, just as long as you stand by me.
98 years, your home for local news and now timeless hits too on WRJN. Well, good evening. I'm Chris Morrow. We keep the music going, and of course, we'll update you with CBS News, the top of every hour. And of course, that weather forecast too, all important year round. We've got it for you right here on WRJN. More timeless hits on the way next.
Every year, millions of pets go missing, leaving families heartbroken. If you lose or find a pet, Love Lost is here to help. Our free, easy-to-use platform uses photo-matching technology across multiple media platforms to bring lost pets home. Just upload a photo and quickly search the largest national lost and found pet database. Let's unite to reunite, because every lost pet deserves to find their way home. Register today at lovelost.com.
Baby loves me, yes, yes she does. All the girls have a side, yeah. Says she loves me, yes, yes she does. Gonna show her tonight, yeah. Hey, she got the way to move me, Jerry. Up on. You know what I'm saying. Can't stand still while the music is playing. Hey. All right. You ain't got no right, no, no, you don't. Ought to be so exciting.
See, I let my world slip away from me. So hey, did you happen to see the most beautiful girl in the world? And if you did, walked out on me, tell her I'm sorry, tell her I need my baby. Oh, won't you tell her that I love her? If you happen to see the most beautiful girl that walked out on me,
local news and timeless hits, WRJN, has partnered with the Racine County Eye to cover the city and county like never before. You can hear the breaking news and headlines on WRJN, then get in-depth coverage online at RacineCountyEye.com. The county's largest staff of local reporters now working together to keep you up to date, on the air and online.
She wore blue velvet, bluer than velvet was the night, softer than satin was the light from the stars. She wore blue. Sighs. Love was ours. Ours, love I held tightly, feeling the rapture grow like a flame burning brightly. But when she left, gone was the glow of blue velvet. But in my heart there'll always be precious and warm a memory through the years. And I still can see blue velvet. And warm a memory through the years, and I still can see blue velvet through my tears. Well, since she put me down, I've been up doing in my head. I come in late at night, and in the morning I just lay in bed. But Ronnie, you look so fine, and I know it wouldn't take much time for you to help me, Ronnie, help me get her out of my heart. Ronnie, help me, Ronnie, help me, Ronnie.
that it's evolution. Well, you know, we all want to change the world. But when you talk about destruction, don't you know that you can count me out?
Don't you know it's gonna be
all right? All right. All right. You say you got a real solution. Well, you know, we don't love to see the plan. You ask me for a contribution. Well, you know, we all do what we can. But if you want money for people with minds that hate, all I can tell you is, brother, you have to wait. All right. All right. All right. Institution. Well, you know, you better free your mind instead. But if you go carrying pictures of Chairman Mao, you ain't gonna make it with anyone anyhow. All right. All right. My baby does the hanky panky. Baby does the hanky panky. Down the line, yeah. You know I saw her for the very first time.
baby does a hanky panky.
WRJN.
I got caught in the rush hour. You fellas started to shower. You with love and affection. Now you won't look in my direction. On the expressway to your heart. That expressway, not the best way. I find a fight. It's much too crowded. No, it's much too crowded. So crowded. Caught in the rush hour. This fella started to shower you with love and affection. Come on, look in my direction. Long expressway to your heart. That expressway, not the best way. I'd find a flower. It's much too crowded. Much too crowded.
guess I'll just take your glasses.
Well, as the evening rolls on, we do too here on WRJN. For 98 years, your home for local news and now timeless hits. I'm Chris Morrow. Around the clock, we've got the music for you. Of course, Packers and season, the Brewers. We've got Badgers, basketball and football and high school sports too. Try to cover all the bases, so to speak, as it comes to sports. And of course, the timeless hits. More on the way next from WRJN.
When a parent sees their child smile, they see hope. Aleem hoped that his son Rajib would have an easier life than he had. You see, Rajib, just like his father, was born with a cleft.
But thanks to Smile Train, both father and son received free, life-changing surgeries, transforming their smiles into symbols of hope. To learn more and support the global cleft community, visit smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, changing the world one smile at a time.
Bowling.
that someday, well, I'll be through. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave, you know it's a lie, 'cause that'll be the day when I die. Well, that'll be the day. Ooh, ooh, that'll be the day.
Oh, is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. President Trump formally announced higher tariffs against around 70 U.S. trading partners that will take effect in 1 week, signing an executive order just hours before his self-imposed midnight deadline for trade deals. CBS News